I've had various jobs, but I always was interested in dressmaking. And then about 40 years ago, I did my City and Guilds, which led to getting me quite a number of jobs, one being the Century Theatre, where I was wardrobe maintenance, in which case I had to keep a track on all the plays and have the necessary costumes ready for that particular day.
So just going back then, how did it sort of come about, this interest in dressmaking and all
Oh,
that
well, I
stuff?
was always interested at school. I was always good at needlework, and as I say, I thought I'd better myself by doing my City and Guilds, which I did, and I just got the first part, which was all I needed to know, putting zips in and doing buttonholes and things that were rather complicated, you know. No, as I say, primarily at the Century Theatre, it was maintenance of the costumes, washing them and having them dry and pressed out and ready for the next show. So I was always looking at the programme. Plus, I was married, of course, with three children as well. I had to combine that with my housework. And then they started to provide their own wardrobe maintenance, you know, brought their own in. So I went on to be a volunteer from that. Well, I helped out for holidays when Sheila, who was Sheila Collier, I think they called her then, and she did the ward. She was wardrobe mistress, you know, so she did all what I had done before.